Brent, you want to go ahead and come around? Brent is going to, I asked him to step forward because he's got a long list here on this agenda. You want, Brent, you want to take the mic? Let's have this wireless one.
Thank you, Brenda. So the proposed boundary in your little packet, if you look into the fourth page, on the fourth page you can see the blue area is the proposed expansion area, and it nestles nicely between Central Emergency Services, where Roy is the chief, and between Anchor Point Fire and Emergency Medical Services, where John is the acting chief. And it's a rather generous square area. Brenda has it up there nicely. And the reason for choosing an area that is generous is because there are oil properties in this area, and we don't want to exclude any oil properties, obviously. And the other reason is that it is easy to describe. Rather than make a convoluted shape that would eliminate some of those outlying areas, this is easy to describe. And it also fills in nicely between Anchor Point and Central Emergency Services, and that way everybody in that area would be in some fire service area. So those are some of the reasons behind choosing that particular area. The next thing that I'm presenting on is the purpose of the service area. So the purpose of the service area is simply to provide a steady taxable base so that there's a consistent financial support for the service area. Rather than you know, hosting fundraisers and spaghetti feeds and the sort of thing that goes on when it's a volunteer fire service area, this would present a steady taxable base so that employees can be hired, so that you can plan into the future for buying fire trucks and ambulances and hiring mechanics and keeping that sort of thing up. And so that is the purpose of the service area. And to provide an even taxable base so that everybody is equal in paying a mill rate that would support the proposed fire service area or fire and emergency services. And then last of all is I'm to talk about establishing a working group. And so in talking to Mayor Pierce, he very much expressed the desire that we should form a working group, so rather than try to get everything done here in one night and go gallantly forward, he would appoint a working group where we would have several meetings and we can do things in a very orderly fashion. And the way that would happen is I would author a resolution, bring it before the assembly, there would be public input. Again, the mayor would be the one that actually picks the people, and yet you or we all can make recommendations, and the assembly would approve the whoever he picks. We could reject or whatever we want, but I don't really envision any of that. Usually on working groups, it's a lot of work to be on a working group. I know this because I've been on some. And but the bottom line is they produce a product that is something that is gathered from the input of a lot of people, and so that it's going to be a product that's you know, sensible and something that can go before the voters and probably pass in the long term. The working group would have several meetings, and including afterwards the meetings that Johnny talked about. But basically, it would have a schedule. They would all be open to the public. You would be able to attend those meetings. Quite likely would be held, I should actually look at Johnny, in a community like Nanilchik, or would we do it at the borough building?
That's up to you, sir.
That's up to me. Okay, well, I will help. I'll hold it here then, but I want to make it as easy for her as possible too. But so those are the things that I'm presenting at the moment, and I will.
Thank you, Brent. One thing to clarify on the map, the blue indicates the proposed area that should be considered for a service area boundary. A question that has come up a couple times is, what is the difference between an expanded service area and its own service area? This blue area represents either. So if it were to be an expanded, then it would just encompass the additional blue area. Also, if it was to be its own, it still is the same blue area. Does that make sense? Okay. I want to turn it over to Ms. Brandy with regards to her cost analysis.
So in the paperwork that you guys have in the handout, let's see what page. So it's about the fourth page in, just past the maps. So what we've identified here is that for the service area, if it were to be an independent service area, there's currently 247,858,950 worth of assessed value. And so what that means is that with a mill rate of just 1% or 1, the service area would generate approximately $248,000 on an annual basis. What that means as an individual is that if it were one mill rate, a mill rate of just one, it would be $100 per 100,000 of assessed value. So we've provided those calculations on the bottom half of this worksheet so that while the group or whomever is working through the numbers and determining the needs for the service area, they then can then utilize the proposed mill rates to calculate the amount of revenue for each of the proposals. So the 247 million is the independent service area boundaries. If we were to have a joint service area, which includes the Anchor Point area, it would be 669,494,110. And so these figures are provided here so that, again, you guys can utilize them to work them up or down based on the needs of the service area. I think that's all I'd like to share right now.
I'm going to punt back to you a little bit, Ms. Brandy, with regards to what exactly does the bottom row indicate? And it is specifically the current boundary for Anchor Point service area. And why is that important to note for this group?
So just to present the full picture for folks, I wanted to share the top line is an independent service area. The middle is representative of both areas and therefore assessed values for both areas, which could create economies of scale. And then the last line is Anchor Point as it stands currently. And so just realizing that the Anchor Point area added to the top independent area is where we get the 669 million.
The FY21 budget that is for Anchor Point is proposed at 2.89. And we wanted to share that with folks in the event that the community decided that they wanted to explore an expanded service area, because that would also be representative of the mill rate for the newly established boundary. Is that correct? Am I saying that correct with regards to the 2.89 that's going to be proposed in FY21? And that's reflective of what their budget at 1.2 million will be?
Yes, if expenditures are 1.2, which is the current Anchor Point budget plus one proposed additional position. So if there were no additional positions or apparatuses or any other additional expenditures added to support the additional areas, yes.
And then the last scenario, 3.68, is based on a staffing increase of 3 firefighters. And the reason why that's important is because we don't want to assume in the Nilchik that there's a service area established, but then how are you going to be able to fund the services that you expect to have. So it's good to get rid of those assumptions based on using Anchor Point's current service area budget as an example. Another way to look at it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Brandy, is that if Nanilchik wanted the same type of services as Anchor Point but did not want to combine, then likely you're looking at this type of mill rate scenario as an independent service area. Is there anything to add to that, Ms. Brandy? I know that we're running through this a bit quickly, but it's also going to provide opportunity for you to ask your questions or provide your statements. The last pages are the questions and the responses that have been provided. For those that you are online or don't have or have not had the opportunity to read these questions, I'm not going to read them verbatim, but I do want to go over some of them as it pertains to a service area. The questions that came in for Nanilchik emergency services were not addressed, but they were given to the board so that they can provide responses, as of course the borough has no fiduciary or ties to that nonprofit. We wanted to be respectful of their opportunity to provide their responses. As I stated before, the nonprofit board has provided a flyer in the back that has contact information for you should you like to reach out to their board. I believe we've addressed the proposed area if Nanilchik is combined with Anchor Point, or if it's a new service area. Something to bear in mind is that should the community recommend that it's a combined service area, then there's a few steps that are also noted in this process. And that's where I'm gonna lean on Johnny and Miss Patty, that the current service area of Anchor Point Fire Emergency Services would have to dissolve, correct? And then the voters would have to vote upon the new boundaries. And please bear with me if I'm not saying that correctly. Ms. Patty?
Not necessarily dissolve, but definitely the two areas have to vote separately. So if one votes no, then it doesn't happen.
Thank you for the clarification, because there was this assumption that, well, we could just expand. But Anchor Point as a service area has a limited ability to expand, correct?
That area of the law is about as clear as mud, and we haven't been able to, we're not 100% certain on that yet. So that's embarrassing to say with such a large group of people, but it is about as clear as doing the hokey pokey in a room full of ants.
So something that will definitely need to be addressed as a working group.
Definitely.
But that was a question that had come up.
Yeah, but we do know that no matter which way it goes, expansion or just the new one, definitely both anchor, if there is going to be a combined, we do know for a fact that both have to vote and independently would both have to vote yes.
Okay. For it to pass, it has to pass with both.
Yep.
We've addressed the taxable values. That information was listed on the screen. It's also posted on the wall on both sides. The maps on each side of these walls are the same. There's just two sets so that you have the opportunity to move around, get some elbow room. The taxable values for each of those areas are listed. We talked about the mill rate. We gave examples. What we didn't want to do is give totals and then say, there you go. Again, being fiscally responsible, we want to be able to identify what the needs are and what the expectations are of the community, and so that we can confirm how that's going to be paid for. We talked about the mill rate and how that's translated into real dollars. On the board, as well as in your packet, is the formula so that you can calculate that. If we want to, Michelle, we can move to the map that has the other service area boundaries for the hospital. What's not included, but something that can be considered, is that your mill rate for a fire service area does not represent the other services that you may already be paying for, whether it's the hospital mill rate, depending on where you live, or your roads service area mill rate. One of the questions was asked, can the borough cap a mill rate for a service area? And the answer to that is no. The borough assembly has the exclusive authority to set that rate, but I will tell you that it is highly scrutinized, highly public, and of course warrants a lot of spirited opinions on whether a mill rate is raised. And the assembly members, while I can't speak on their behalf, I can tell you take that very seriously. When a service area is established, in the ordinance, it cites the initial mill rate, but it also says that it will be subject to change. We talked about who will vote on the service area. Of course, it will be the qualified voters living within that proposed service area. The general election this year is Tuesday, October 6th. One of the questions that was asked of me, Miss Johnny, but was not here, was what is the latest date that that ballot ordinance can be introduced, or passed rather, by the assembly? Is it the last week, or the last meeting in June?
July.
In the last meeting in July. Thank you very much. How is the board elected if Nanilchik combines with Anchor Point Fire Service Area? The current board is made up of 5 members that are appointed by the mayor. In the event that there is a combined service area, the ballot will describe the number of board members that can be seated for that service area. And there's an example of what that might look like. We're not determining that tonight, but it is there for you to consider. Moving on, and again, I'm not going to go through every single one of these because that would be a very long meeting, and I know you guys would like to get to your questions. One of the questions that has been also asked several times is, would NES turn over control of the building and assets to the borough? And how that was answered was, any grants that NES receive, either state or federal, you'll need to look at those provisions on how they may be used for like purpose, because they cannot be sold and the revenue used for advanced training. That was what the question had asked, was can we sell them and then use the money, the revenue from that, to enhance or to extend our training? And that's something that cannot be done. The other question that was asked several times was, would combining the service area change the subsistence rights in Nanilchik? It will not. The establishment of a service area is for the purpose of collecting property taxes to fund the services that you have approved. It does not affect the definition of the community as a rural community. It does not affect subsistence rights. It does not affect the boundary of a census precinct district, which is many times linked to federal grants. nor does it preclude nonprofits that are within Nanilchik for pursuing grants independently for their own programs. To read all of the questions that are listed on this three-page document, it's not only in your packet, but it's also available online on the current Facebook page that's streaming this video, which is the Anchor Point Fire and Emergency Services. And later on this week, once we've compiled all the questions from Facebook, as well as this packet, will be available on the borough's website on the clerk's subpage. Before I move into public questions, is there anything from this panel that you would like to speak about or clarify? Brent?
Is this one live? Mm-hmm. It's also short. It's okay, I can bend over. I just wanted to thank the folks who have been involved over the many years of making Nanilchik a volunteer fire department to begin with. I mean, it's nice that we're at a crossroads here where you're contemplating hiring personnel to do this work for you. But those people that have been involved in making a volunteer fire department have helped you not pay taxes for a long time and have provided a service here. And so I wanted to acknowledge that. At some point, I think later maybe Steve is going to give a little bit of history on that. But anyway, I just wanted to make that comment. We're here at this point in history where it seems to be possibly making sense to do something different. But you've existed for a long time on the hard work of some people that have been volunteers and have been putting together a board by themselves. And so however else you want to look at all that, it's just happened sort of free for some people. Thanks.